morning, Ireland. It's 17 minutes past seven on the day after the budget. We'll be talking later to the Taoiseach and Labour Party leader Joan Burton. And shortly, we'll hear more about what the budget means for you and your wallet. But first, to reaction abroad. The headline of the front page of the influential Financial Times newspaper this morning reads, Dublin bows to pressure and shuts double Irish corporate tax loophole. Double Irish is where big international companies avoid paying a lot of tax by shifting royalties between two Irish registered companies, one tax resident here and one tax resident in countries where there are no corporate taxes, like Bermuda. Michael Noonan said he was ending the scheme for new entrants and phasing it out over 6 years for companies already here. Pascal Saint-Amand, director of the Centre for Tax Policy and Administration at the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, is on the phone. Pascal, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How far does this move go, in your view, to changing the view of Ireland abroad as a tax haven?
I think it's a very significant step taken courageously by the government. As you know, we have been working globally within the G20, within the OECD, on what we call fighting base erosion and profit shifting. And I think this is a very strong signal by Ireland, that Ireland wants to be very competitive but doesn't want to facilitate double non-taxation, which is of concern to so many countries.
So how does what Michael Noonan did yesterday advance the case that you're making to close tax loopholes internationally and avoid multinational companies avoiding their fair share of tax?
I do think what has been proposed, which is indeed to close down this opportunity for largely American companies to pay taxes nowhere on part of their income. They don't pay taxes in the market where they operate. They don't pay in Ireland on part of their profit. They pay on part of it, which is located in Ireland at 12.5%, and that's fine. But the remaining part was located in Bermuda through the double Irish and was not repatriated in the U.S., meaning that it was not taxed in the U.S. either. And putting an end to that, I think, will strengthen the position of Ireland to say we're very competitive, we have 12.5%, and we do tax all the profit located in Ireland, which I think is a very strong argument in both the EU and the OECD.
What about the fear that that companies might just look to other countries where there are bigger loopholes that remain unclosed?
I do think that you need to put that in perspective. The perspective is that the international community, the G20, the OECD, the European Union are all concerned about double non-taxation. There is massive action which has been undertaken. You may have noticed that a few weeks ago we did present to the G20 the first set of actions on the BEPS action plan, Base Erosion and Profit Shifting Action Plan, 7 measures in 2014, another 8 measures will be taken in 2015, which will close down all these schemes, which will make it impossible for companies to organize double non-taxation. We don't want double taxation. We want a competitive environment which will facilitate cross-border investment, which is good for Ireland, a small open economy. But we do not want double non-taxation. I think Ireland clearly stated that it doesn't want that either. And, you know, as all the countries are moving in the same direction, the fear that we would unlevel the playing field, I think, is not justified.
There will be many people listening this morning who might have got some relief on the tax that they're going to be paying, but we'll see multinational companies who, yes, might be told that the double Irish scheme is going, but there are a whole other myriad of ways of them, of companies to be able to reduce their tax bills to, okay, not quite zero as it was under the double Irish, but pretty close to it.
Well, that's why we're having this project. You're absolutely right. I think there is a public outrage where personal income tax has increased almost everywhere, and it's only now in Ireland and only in a small scale that you're starting reducing personal income tax. Value-added taxes have increased everywhere. So the labor or the man and the woman in the street have faced an increase of the personal taxes, and at the same time you have large multinationals which do not pay their share because they can organize double non-taxation, because the system of international rules, tax rules, is flawed. We're fixing it, to putting an end to that. Not that we want to increase the burden on companies, but we want to level the playing field and to make sure that avenues for tax planning are closed down, that they pay their contribution. Countries have to decide. Ireland has decided that it's 12.5, but it must be that rate on a broad base.
Pascal, finally, now that Ireland has moved, do you expect other countries to move similarly and close similar tax loopholes? And which countries do you expect to move next?
Well, the first element of that is that the international community has to move all together, and this is what we are doing, and that's where we still need the support of Ireland and other countries in this BEPS project, so that we have internationally agreed rule, that countries don't take unilateral measures to hit other countries. Now, there are some other countries like Switzerland, which announced, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago, that they are closing down a number of their regimes, and of course, the Netherlands have announced that by the end of 2015 they will also move. Maybe Luxembourg should think of that. You know that they're under investigation. So if you put that again in the perspective that all the countries are moving and are agreeing rules to make sure that we level the playing field, we can expect further moves quite soon.
Pascal, thank you very much for speaking to us. Pascal Sanamon, Director, Centre of Tax Policy and Administration at the OECD, 23 minutes past 7.